It's summer in the city, but the pace of city and state government is not slowing down. This week, Mayor de Blasio unveiled a major crime-fighting initiative focused on the city's public housing developments, while Governor Cuomo was turning to Congress to help avert a Long Island Railroad strike. That strike could cramp the commutes and vacation plans for millions of New Yorkers. But not the de Blasio family. WNYC's Andrea Bernstein, Bridget Bergen, and Kate Hines break it all down in This Week in Politics.
Good morning, Bridget, Kate.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's summer. The city is sort of breathing a little bit more. The weather has been blessedly nice, and yet the pace of city and state government keeps going at full throttle. Exhibit A, the mayor's big initiative this week on reducing crime in the city's housing projects. Why, Bridget, is this such a big priority?
I think this is the de Blasio administration's attempt to show that they are responding to issues that have been happening in these NYCHA housing projects where there has been an increase in crime, even though crime in the rest of the city has gone down slightly. It's a $210 million initiative, and it's something that, you know, Mayor de Blasio made the point that it's money they thought should have been spent already, but they're doing it now. And so they're adding more police officers, and they're adding cameras, and they're adding lighting to these housing projects that they think have not been getting the resources they need going forward. This is just a clip of him talking about their commitment to making these projects feel safer.
We know that some of the focal point areas around the city where we have had a challenge with shootings has been the areas where there's high concentrations of public housing. There's no question in my mind this is going to have a very big impact.
Now, we know that shootings are up across the city 31% in these NYCHA housing projects. And so this is an effort by the administration, I think, to just tamp down on any sort of perception that they are losing control of crime. They have to make sure that the city feels and seems safe, because that is one of the vulnerabilities of a new administration.
So fascinating to me that the way that he's approaching this crime issue is through public housing and making that his point. I mean, it's sort of hard to imagine last summer when relations were so frayed with Mayor Bloomberg over stop and frisk of this being a sort of prized initiative of the administration. I wonder if the mayor is at all involved in trying to settle the Long Island Railroad strike, since he seems to be so good at coming to agreements with unions and brokering a deal with the Working Families Party.
I mean, the mayor obviously can't be the one to force both sides to come together. He has much less power than Governor Cuomo, for example. But what has got to be forefront in his mind is that a not insubstantial number of Long Island Railroad riders are actually people that reside within the five boroughs and take it from Queens to Brooklyn or Queens to Manhattan. It's a key transit option for many city residents that live out in eastern Queens.
And I know there's a lot of us, including me, that think there is no way that Governor Cuomo is going to allow there to be a strike on Long Island. I mean, just think about it. Massive traffic jams, you know, in an election year. We know how that works out well for governors.
Massive traffic jams in a place that is a rich mine of Republican voters.
All right, and voters that he wants and that
right.
He spent his entire first term courting. And yet he took such a hands-off attitude
right.
This week. It was almost perplexing.
Yeah, we were talking about that. On Monday, he was asked about the possibility of a Long Island Railroad strike, and he seemed to work very hard to want to kick the can.
Right now, it seems that Congress is pivotal to what happens here. And from what I read in the newspapers, it's going to depend on what Congress intends to do and what they say they're going to do.
So we found out pretty quickly what Congress was going to do.
Right. 48 hours later, Congress disabused the governor of any notion he might have had that they were going to step in.
Everyone I spoke to in Congress says, tell them to go to the table.
Stay at the table. That's how we get this issue resolved.
We are demanding that both the MTA and the unions negotiate.
That's just no. Like, there's no other way to spin that. We can't get involved. And there's a lot of reasons Congress can't get involved. It's a divided House. It's a Republican-controlled Congress. Every member of Congress that I spoke to this week said the same thing to me, which was, you think we're going to get Congress to pay attention to a strike that's contained to five counties within New York State? We couldn't even get a Sandy Aid bill passed. These are people that shut down, you know, the entire federal government last year for 2 weeks. Like, it's not going to happen.
I'm still betting that Cuomo comes in and figures out a way to avert the save face at the last minute, but that it's in neither party's particular interest to do anything before then. So we're going to have another week of this,
yeah.
I think, and then I don't think there will be a strike. But meanwhile,
and if there is, Mayor de Blasio and his family will potentially be already in Italy since they are taking a 10-day vacation starting on July 18th, and the strike deadline is July 20th.
Crime, strikes, the mayor's getting ready to leave town. Thank you so much. You can follow us on Twitter at Bridget Bergen, at Kate Hines, and at Andrea WNYC.
Thank you.
Thank you.